In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was growing up in California, there was an amusement park, a Six Flags park, called Magic Mountain. I went there a number of times during my childhood, kind of like Valley Fair, only quite a bit bigger, more area, more rides, that kind of thing. And I remember they had one of those tall towers, you know, with the weight at the bottom and the little doohickey thing there and a bell at the top. And if you picked up the sledgehammer, you know, you paid a certain amount of money and you whack the little pivot thing. If you can make the weight hit the bell, then you win the big prize. And so me being the incredible strength 11-year-old that I thought I was, paid my $2, waited in line, tried to pick up the sledgehammer, and was mortally embarrassed because I could barely lift it. Wouldn't you know, my older brother and his friends happened to be walking by at that time and got a good chuckle out of the way that I was able to barely get the head of the sledgehammer onto the thing. The weight went up a foot and came right back down. Now I get out of line, the subject of a little ridicule. Now mind you, he wasn't willing to try it himself. But shortly after me, my older brother had the courtesy to point out, a kid half my age and half my size rings the bell. A little 6-year-old, maybe 7, I don't know. But he did it by having his dad help. See, his dad and he held the hammer together and they whacked that little pivot. The weight shoots up, hits the bell, rings, and dad and little boy celebrate getting a stuffed animal bigger than the little kid was. What made it impressive was the dad and the kid working together. Now, the dad could have done it himself. He could have done it himself a mite bit easier than having his son help. But he let the little boy help. The boy was part of the accomplishment instead of a passive spectator. Working together was the wisdom of that father. There's a word for that: synergy. Working together. And by letting his son work with him, he gave that son a sense of accomplishment rather than doing it for him. This weekend in the church, we celebrate the Annunciation. God sends Archangel Gabriel to Mary to announce the incarnation of the Son of God. Now, God the Son, we know, already existed since before time. God was Father, Son, and Holy Spirit since forever. What happened at the Annunciation is that the Son of God, who already existed in heaven, becomes a tiny baby, becomes an embryo in the womb of the Virgin Mary. The Son of God, as we heard in the Tropar today, becomes the Son of the Virgin as Gabriel announces the coming of grace. Now, I know Nativity, the Christmas season, gets all the press about the Son of God coming to earth. And that's okay. That's when Jesus is born. That's when the news goes public. But the Son of God was already a human being, was already a baby 9 months previous. This holiday gets hidden away in Lent like a child hidden in its mother's womb. But one of the most important features of God becoming man, of God becoming human, is that he chose to work with us. We as humanity had free participation. Not equal participation, mind you, but free participation. And that participation is essential to God's way. Like the little boy helping his dad ring that bell, it was not equal participation, but it was free. When Archangel Gabriel comes to Mary, Mary is given the choice. God chose her to bear the Messiah, but she too has a choice. In the dance between God and mankind, mankind has the opportunity to say yes or no. The dance doesn't happen at all if we don't participate. The dance goes bad if we don't let God lead. But there is that narrow middle path in which we cooperate with God. And maybe the hardest part of synergy, the hardest part of working together with God, is letting God lead. When God chose to redeem mankind from death, he chose to become one of us. He chose to walk with us. He chose to let us help him swing the hammer that destroys death. It was a divine dance between God and creation in which God leads, and we are invited to participate. Mary hears the offer and gives humanity's response. Let it be. Let it be to me according to your word. Mary's let it be was saying yes to God's lead in the story of salvation. Mary's let it be was saying yes to God and humanity's participation in our own salvation. You know, anyone who tells you that salvation is all God's doing is forgetting something. Now, yes, only God has the power and the will to save his creation. Yes, God is leading. And yes, God is the light and God is the one calling us to the light, and we're not going to get to the light without God. And no, salvation doesn't happen without him. But God chose synergy. God chose working together. In the book of Colossians, Paul says that he, Paul, fulfills in himself what was lacking in the sufferings of Christ. Paul completes what was lacking in the sufferings of Christ. What could possibly be lacking in the sufferings of Christ? Synergy. Your acceptance. Your participation. And again, I'm not saying equal participation. Like a little boy ringing the bell, the Father has the power. Make no mistake about that. But God gives us free participation. It is his gift to allow us to say yes or no to his lead. When Gabriel comes to Mary, she represents humanity's chance at salvation. But she has a choice, and she says, let it be. Amen.